If you hear me!
You're listening to Wrestling with the Truth podcast with Wild Bill Cody and... What was that? Sorry. Oh, yeah. All right, let's try it again. You're listening to Wrestling with the Truth podcast with Buffalo Bill Cody and... It's just BC Hunter. Oh, I was just trying to make the guy cool and give him a nickname. Yeah, all right. Hold on, let me do it again. This is Wrestling with the Truth podcast with BC Hunter and J Fabe. I did it again. Fuck it. Let's just do that. Okay. You're listening to Wrestling with the Truth podcast right here on Twitter. Is it on Twitter? Not really. Whatever it is. You know, just tune in. You'll like it. Okay, I'm done.
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Just in case I'm never on again, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there, and let's hope you spend it with some good friends and family.
Merry Christmas, everyone, from Wrestling with the Truth. My name is BC Hunter, and I'm here with bells on, joined by the Nightmare Jay Myers, or should we call you the Nightmare Before Christmas, Jay Myers?
I like the Nightmare Before Christmas, and literally here with just bells on. It's a scary sight. It's a scary sight.
Those are jingle balls.
Jingle balls all the way. Ho, everybody.
Let me get your opinion. Nightmare Before Christmas, true Christmas movie or Halloween movie?
I was not a big fan. So, I mean, I think it goes down as a Christmas movie, I think. Yeah. I was never a big fan of that sort of animation. But I think people lump it in as a Christmas movie, not a Halloween movie.
Die Hard, Christmas movie or not?
Well, absolutely. Die Hard is absolutely a Christmas movie. Absolutely.
What's your all-time 100%. Favorite? All-time favorite Christmas movie?
I think it's got to be Home Alone still.
Really?
Yeah, Home Alone. I like Christmas Story, but I was never like into Christmas Story because it's not that I'm not that old to watch it. It was definitely like I remember it, but Home Alone, it was like peak of my like preteen years and stuff. So I just remember it being pretty into it vividly. So, and then I've watched it a couple times since. So Home Alone probably.
I've got a confession to make. I had never watched A Christmas Story up until until last year. Mrs. Hunter is a big fan of A Christmas Story. I finally watched and I felt like I was watching an LSD trip, to be quite honest.
The leg lamp is pretty trippy. Yeah. You know what else I would throw in there is Gremlins. I always found Gremlins was a Christmas movie for me.
Well, for me, hands down, it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one.
The Griswolds are just beyond.
I'll put that up there in mine too, but I think Home Alone still resonates with me a little more.
It's just watching Home Alone with little Mr. Hunter Jr. and starting to realize what a brat Macaulay Culkin was at the beginning of that movie.
Those guys were justified at the end for doing anything they wanted.
I feel like they were too. Like I was kind of cheering for the bad guys by the end of it.
Oh my God. So true. So true. I think, didn't they do a new one or something?
I think so. Yeah. They're going to milk that to death.
I would have thought they would have done more, to be honest. I think it only was like Home Alone 1 and 2. And then I think there was a new kid did the third one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I think there's now like a new one. But I don't know. Something like that. Anyway, we're not here to talk about Home Alone, even though
we're not.
Check it out if you have. I mean, 'tis the season, I suppose.
Now, we are here. This is, as we called it in our setup for the meeting, our Christmas extravaganza. Our Christmas blowout.
Insert pops and cues and everything else here. All the glitter and confetti, everything goes here.
But
we're the carolers, one of the two.
Yeah. We just wanted to get together. I think this will probably be our last episode of the year 2021. You know, unless something crazy comes up where we have to do a WTF or a gorilla position. But other than that, I think we're going to take a little break over the holidays, spend time with the family, relax a little bit, recover, recoup for the upcoming year, because we got lots planned for 2022. I mean, it's only been, 5 months since we've taken this little adventure on. We thought, again, by this time we'd either be out of business or we'd still be the only two listeners that we had. But shockingly, people actually
wait,
like
can
to
we
listen
go out of
us.
Business? Can we go out of business when there's no operating funds coming in? Is that can we go out of business? I don't know.
Well, right now, considering expenses, I think we'd have to file for bankruptcy.
We probably are in bankruptcy already. Yeah. And as the great Montel Vontavious Porter says, big things popping, little things stopping. So that's the philosopher Montel Vontavious Porter. Big things popping, little things stopping.
He's right up there with Plato.
And Socrates. Socrates' philosophies.
All right. He's giving it
What's
away.
What's the other line? Hi. So, I forget the line after that.
The Nightmare is coming out with his own rap album.
Yes. 2022. Look for it in your local Sam Goody.
Dropping fire. Sam
Remix.
Sam the Record Man.
Sam the Record Man. HMV, is that still a thing?
Oh, we're so Canadian.
Tower Records, is that a US thing?
I think that is, yeah. So we do have some big plans for 2022. We're not going to announce anything yet. We might do some teasers over the break just to talk about what's going on, but we... you know, one thing that I will say, as far as our plans for the show, it's still going to be wrestling based, but I think we'll try to broaden the horizons a little bit, you know, kind of expand out there a little bit and bring in some guests from other walks in the park that still are going to have a bit of a wrestling connection, but just, you know, broaden things up, make things a bit more fun.
Cultured, if you will, because yeah. if we're nothing, if not cultured, right?
Well, we are wrestling with the truth, so let's bring some stuff from outside of just the wrestling bubble and bring all kinds of stuff in there. So, yeah, we won't get too crazy or off the rails, but I think there's always room for conversations about a lot of things, and I'm looking forward to some of the guests that we have lined up and some of the ideas that we have and some of the big plans for the show. So this is only the beginning, folks. Only the beginning.
It's just the beginning. The genesis, if you will.
That's right. But we wanted
TNA
to take...
genesis.
We wanted to take this episode just to talk about a couple things, just reminisce over our last 5 months, the year 2021. God, this is about the only good thing that we can reminisce about over the year 2021. And
the last two.
Yeah, celebrate what we've done so far. And then we want to hand out some kudos as well to some people that have been super supportive to us, because without that, we wouldn't really be doing this, would we?
Nope, absolutely not. We've met some amazing people along the way. I guess virtually met some amazing people along the way. And it's been, we've said this many times, I think even on air, like it makes it so much fun. And just even knowing that we have this kind of little, community, I guess, of Twitter confidants and sort of connections, it makes it really fun and keeps the fuel going, right?
That's right.
Because, I mean, really, we're just doing this to enjoy it and have a nice hobby and kind of all that stuff as much as we take pride in it. It's just a really cool hobby, and it's nice to have people to do it with.
Yeah. I mean, I think we had it in an off-air conversation with Wrestling Machine when we said, I mean, this is actually one thing that's brought us some joy in this year, which has kind of been a depressing year, to be quite honest, with everything going on in the world. But this has brought us some joy, and if somehow... it brings joy to anybody else, and that's the battle. Who cares about making money off this stuff or becoming big time or famous? If somebody out there's day is made because they see one of our episodes drop, then I feel pretty damn good about that.
Mission accomplished. Yeah, mission accomplished.
For sure.
Absolutely.
But I want to ask you, Jay, did you have a favorite memory from the episode so far? Did you have a favorite episode? Which one do you think is going to pull into that spot for
there was some really fun like WTFs that we did, and
I know it's
really
like choosing your own your favorite child, right? Speaking of which, I mean, your child just dropped.
What was that?
I heard a door slam or something like that, or a child fell down the stairs, one or the other.
We'll see. I'm getting no message here. we've done so many like kind of really fun WTF moments episodes and gorilla positions. But I think the one that really Oh man, we had so many good ones. I really enjoyed kind of doing the under analysis with Wrestling by Woolridge there. Yeah. That was a fantastic episode. The Taxman episode was really fun. I really enjoyed like kind of just listening, even just for me to absorb some of that stuff that you guys were going over. That was kind of really fun. One there, I guess, I don't know if it's my favorite, I guess it's all kind of relative, but like the episode that sticks out the most to me, and you're probably going to be thrown off a little bit by it, is episode 6 for me. I think we really turned a corner. Like that was the, when we did the NXT Identity Crisis, I think it really sort of, I don't know if it, not to get too sort of philosophic, but it just felt like a nice turning point for us. We sort of really came into our own. We had about 5 other episodes in at that point, but we were kind of still playing with things and sort of tweaking the technical and all that stuff. And we really just got into our rhythm, I think, that one from on. I mean, really, when I look at everything after that, we really, I thought, hit out of the park. So I think episode 6 for me, it was a fun episode. I thought we were kind of really prognosticators on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So I think that was just a really fun episode to do. It was a passionate one for me as well. And that would probably be my favorite, or at least most memorable.
Yeah, I feel like episode 6, you're right there. That was where we kind of got our identity. Ironically enough, the episode was titled NXT Identity Crisis.
Yeah.
But as I've used in the description of our podcast, when it goes up to these different apps, I've said we're kind of like the two guys in the middle of the intermission that analyze the hockey game or the football game or whatever. And just we're not trying to be fans just throwing out who's our favorite out there. And we're also not trying to be quote unquote wrestling journalists who just take it way too seriously. We're just taking a look at it from an analytical side, just trying to give an opinion from both sides and trying to be fair about it, but also critical of things that deserve to be critical. And I think that's where we kind of hit our stride and, you know, really talked about an issue that was going on with a specific wrestling organization, being WWE and NXT. And I agree with you. That was a fun episode. It's one where we felt, I think we found our identity with that one.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. I think it really has kind of been just straight smooth sailing from there. We were doing some really good stuff before that, but I just feel like that one really, the cohesiveness really came together on that. And then it sort of kind of flowed from there. So hopefully people enjoyed that one. I look back at that one fondly. About you? What would be your most memorable moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. They're all, like you say, it's like trying to pick your favorite kid. But I mean, obviously just getting number one out there was very intimidating, like sitting, hearing ourselves talk now versus hearing ourselves talk in that first episode. We were a bit scared of the mic, I think.
I can't even really remember even recording that now. That's fine. I think we did it in a couple takes too, didn't we?
I think so. Over 2 days. Then,
chopped
it
up.
There wasn't even a blanket booth at that point. But for me, I think I'm not far off from you. Episode 7 really was a fun one for us. Like the music and wrestling. When we did our countdown of the best wrestling themes. And then, of course, the one where we did the worst wrestling themes. That was probably one of my most fun episodes that we did. And just talking about some stinkers that are out there. That was episode 17. And I agree with you. That conversation we had with Andy, talking about the Canadian Wrestling Impact. Aaron talked about that stuff. Every episode that we've had Machine on, I mean, I know you're not a fan, but I always enjoy somebody helping bury you. That's always good.
Yeah, and that's true.
And I think
I like to give to charity, so I'll keep Machine on for charity purposes.
Your work with special needs is always is always a big deal.
Hopefully, he appreciates my giving back to his cause.
And I think the only other one that really sticks in mind is episode 25, WTF, Lince Dorado.
Yeah.
Where we just went hard on that whole situation. I thought that was a fun one. It was, we even got a comment from Lince Dorado on that.
Loved it.
That was great. I mean, and it was just fun in a way that it was actually a wrestler standing up for themselves and really calling out somebody on it. So yeah. I mean, there's none in there where I look back and I shake my head and go, oh God, what were we thinking? The only thing is, like, in the first couple, it was just, we were just finding our groove with sound. Yeah. That was it. But even those, I'll sit there with pride about the episodes themselves. I mean, even number one, we said, all right, let's just record and just let people know where we come from. And we ended up getting in some serious conversations about different topics in that one. So
it's great. Yeah. I remember the, what was it? First two or three, we were testing out different recording styles and locations. And it was kind of all over the place for sure. Just looking back, man, the fans came back in July. Hey, I can't remember that.
Feels
like so long ago.
Anyway,
there's been too many to really I mean, when you start doing as many as we've done now and how many great shows we've had, it's like you just sort of forget about some of them that you've done, because we're kind of ensconced in it now, I guess is a good word. But six for me was sort of my favorite sort of transition or turning point. I think we really hit our groove.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to go back and listen to that one once again.
And you know why I probably think about it? It always pops up on my, it's either Spotify or Apple Music. It's like when I finish the last one, it always goes back to episode 6 for some weird reason. So it's like, that's probably subconsciously why I said that too, because it's like, it's constantly on my phone.
The spirits are directing you to that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The other thing I wanted to do, just, I mean, obviously we can't name everybody, but there's a few people that I wanted to give some, shout outs to, and when I say a few people, two pages worth, but
literally notebooks full.
That's just me, though. But before I do, is there anybody that you wanted to shout out or say thanks to?
No, you know what? I know the list is going to be long, and I'll let you go through it. I just special thanks to and you're going to get they're on the list, I'm sure. To Machine, we poke fun, but great budding friendship there for all of us, and also he's been such a great contributor. And then my boy Mike at Bury the Gimmick, we've become really close too. So shout out to Mike. That's been a nice friendship for me as well with that one. So those are two special mentions for me for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For me, I just wanted to point out, well, first off, all the guests that we've had on the show. And when I started writing them down, I'm like, wow, I can't believe we've had this many guests. But Dave Boyce from Kaizen Pro Wrestling, well, formerly Kaizen Pro Wrestling, Dave has walked away from the wrestling industry on his own accord, just looking to start that other phase of his life. But very generous of Dave to be our very first interview, and man, he just was willing to do whatever. Mavs Gillis, of course, a little family connection. But Mavs
Road Report,
oh man, wrestling encyclopedia, Mr. Mavs, right? And and don't worry, folks, the Road Report has not gone away. It'll be coming back, especially with it called Wrestle Kingdom, right? Their big event in New Japan
in January somewhere. I think it's like first of them. Isn't it like the third or something? Or second,
I think,
or third?
So. So Maz,
we'll have to get a full recap.
Maz will be back with a Road Report to give us a recap on that. Remy Petit, or The Beast, depending on who we got that day. But great interview with Remy, and really got to see a different side of him, considering the character that he's portraying on the Kaizen Pro Wrestling scene. Canada Dry and JFB, James from Boston, from Just Another F'n Podcast, and not only for appearing on our show, but inviting us to come on their show. That was the very first time that we ever got that. We were blown away to be asked to be on a show, so that was fantastic. Of course, Andy the Taxman from Grappling with Canada. Mike and Ken from Bury the Gimmick. I know Ken didn't make it on our show, but we were on theirs.
It was
a great conversation. And of course, Mike has been a super supportive guy for the show for us. And then, of course, Aaron Wooldridge from Wrestling by Wooldridge. And I mean, I got to say, Aaron's been a day one supporter of us. And I mean, he pumps us up like there's no tomorrow. And I can't say enough about that. Some other supporters of the show, I just want to point out, well, number one, I want to point out Tom Bryce. We just don't give Tom enough credit. Tom's with Sportswire Sports Radio. You can find that on sportanarium.com.
Great job. Like, let me just thank you for that, because that's long overdue. We do not give Tom and his crew enough props, because very thankful for that setup.
For sure. It's a 24/7 online radio channel. And I mean, Tom puts so much work into that. And it's not just wrestling, it's sports in general. and always constantly having guests on there, always having open talk shows with some of the producers of different podcasts. I mean, he's always welcoming people to come on and join him on the shows. He's got, geez, by now, it's got to be close to 10 wrestling podcasts that are on there, including our good buddy Andy the Taxman, is just the most recent recent joinee of it. So it's a great channel. Feel free to go check it out. Like I say, it's sportinarium.com. But as I say, we don't end up thanking Tom every episode, and I feel bad about that. But there's just so many things going on. But I do want to put a special thank you for him taking a chance with us and asking us to come on there. A couple of people on Twitter that I have to give a shout out to. Ted the Hillbilly Heel and Justin, as absolutely. In Justin Time on Twitter. These guys have been unbelievable with their support and pumping our tires throughout. And I know they do that for a lot of podcasts, but they're genuine with their support. And the comments that they make are unbelievable. And it just keeps us going every time that we do an episode. So I really want to thank them for that. The Mass Babyface, another local Nova Scotian who's been supportive of us along our journey. Bumped out some retweets for us and just, you know, been supportive of the show itself. I also want to mention a few different podcasts that have, you know, this is what I love about this world. I mean, you technically we're competitors, all competing for listening ears, but nobody competes with each other. We're all trying to pump each other up and we're all trying to celebrate each other. So some fellow podcasts, I'm not going to be able to name them all because there's been lots along the way that have helped us, but some that I see consistently every time we put an episode out, either retweeting or liking or commenting, or the Universal Wrestling Podcast is one. Above the Ring is another one. A new friend of the show, Bishop from Terrible Wrestling Takes, Steve from SCW, Get Joe Podcast, James at Primetime Conversation, formerly That 90s Wrestling Show, the Rewind Wrestling Podcast. We got Bama Dave, the Bama Slamma from the Bama Slamma Podcast, Kyle and RN, it's Mac Raw Podcast, Classic Match Classroom, one of my favorite podcasts out there with Anthony and Tyler. Super supportive of us. I'm really hoping that we're going to see a season two from them on that show as well. Memory Mission Podcast, not even about wrestling. It was just a random one that we got in a conversation, and a couple of guys from Indiana that just recount stories of their childhood around the same age as ours, and it just sounds, you might as well just change the town to where you grew up, because I'm sure it'll be the same as what you went through. So it's a great podcast. You know, those are just some of the ones that there's many, many more, but I mean, they were so supportive of us. Some other folks, of course, Steve McCachran, friend of the show, another Nova Scotian, always commenting to us. The Franchise, Smart Mark 1978. I won't reveal his identity, but I'd love to, because I'd love to promote what he's got on the side, but he knows who he is and he knows what he does, and I do appreciate him. It's yet another Nova Scotian. Tyler Peters, he's formerly of the Rewind Wrestling Podcast, been supportive of the show. Good friend of yours, New Scott.
Yes.
Yeah, local resident that helps us out.
Local superstar.
Exactly. Wrestling promoter, I think, too, right?
Wrestling god, I believe.
Wrestling god. Yeah, exactly. And then just a couple more I wanted to mention. Kaizen Pro Wrestling. They've been very friendly to us and helped us out with some of these episodes. So I really appreciate that. You know, Kobe Christ and Chip Chambers, part of the ownership crew there. And it's we're looking forward to hopefully doing some more work with them in the new year, as far as maybe get some more guys on the show, which would be great. And then I want to just, again, I know we already thanked Wrestling Machine, but aside from the Wrestling Machine has done a fantastic job on the mental health side of things. And he has this almost like this mental health crew that constantly are trying to bring some positivity to the Twitter world. So, you know, and I can't name them all, but people like Infamous Rated R, Sister Ashley, Smile You Fake 13, Dangerous JD, my boy JD, hey there. I mean, if you want some funny takes or some funny memories, just watch any comment that JD makes on any comment that you put out there, because there might be four different references to 80s wrestling stars that somehow work together. Jeffrey Planchard, another one, J-Plan. Haley, who's little Missy H, Nikki Carolina, Sarah Golding, Heel Mario, another guy that's just put a recent picture up today of him with Billy Gunn, where he just looks like an absolute monster. It's just crazy. Leslie Jenkinson, Sean Pickett, Mikey Hutch, and the list goes on and on and on. So all these people, plus many more, anybody who's ever tuned into to our shows, thank you very much. We couldn't have done this without you guys.
Absolutely. No, it's, again, it's not to kind of belabor it, but it makes what we do sort of just enjoyable, right? I mean, because we're doing it for ourselves selfishly, but we're also doing it to kind of, everybody, it's sad. Everybody likes some sort of acknowledgement that people enjoy what you do, right? So it's been a ton of fun. And thank you to all.
I think we said like the first few episodes, Sam, we can't believe that there's anybody that wants to hear two idiots talk, but we're the idiots and we like to hear it. So.
Ding dong.
And, you know, again, just thank you to everybody. I also want to, you know, say thanks to family who's been supportive. My son, Mr. Hunter Jr., who's been probably our biggest fan and more excited about things that are going on. He was certainly excited to go see his first wrestling show at Kaizen Pro Wrestling. And I, you know, I want to thank the most supportive woman in the world, my beautiful wife, Jen, who's been more than patient with all the work that's gone into this. And I'm sure you'd like to do the same for your wife as well.
I would. Well, you just broke kayfabe there. You just threw it right out there. I like it. You swerved me a little bit.
Well, you know, I wasn't holding kayfabe that I'm married or had a child.
She's only been Miss Hunter at this point. So.
Well, it's just a first name, but you know what? There might be some things going on for her in the new year, too, that might there have to go. Get promoted on this channel. So I think kayfabe's going to be broken at some point. But I mean, the hours that we've put into this stuff, and I mean, the support that they've given and the patience they've given. Yeah.
No, it's absolutely. We wouldn't be able to do this without our family. So, yes, my lovely partner in crime and my daughter doesn't know much. She just knows I have a blue t-shirt and she calls it my podcast t-shirt. So that's that's about the end of it. But I'm like, yes, it is. She actually knows every time. She's like, she's zoned in on that. But it makes it definitely easier when we're kind of an accommodating family for sure.
I think they're more excited about everything than we are. And I think they're the ones that are pushing for bigger things than we are. We're just keep talking on this, but they're like, no, you can do so much more. But
I go back to the great MVP, big things popping, little things stopping, man.
Yeah, for sure. And last but not least, I got one more thank you. And that's to you, Nightmare. When we first started talking about this, you could have easily looked at me and said, oh, yeah, F off and you're foolish and nobody's going to want to do this. But you were just as excited. You were probably the one that was more excited, which helped. Like, I'm kind of the responsible behind the scenes guy that can take care of that stuff. But you're the kind of the passion guy for it. And that's what I needed. I need that little extra nudge. And I mean, I don't know. We've had fun the whole way. At least I have. And I have enjoyed doing this. And I really appreciate that you've come on board and we've been able to bounce things back. I think our friendship's gotten stronger from this. And because we could have been at our throats easily. But it's just fun. And especially during a time, like I say, where very easily we could have went down a deeper, darker path where there's just not much going on. So when you're locked in a house and, you know, sitting in confinement, at least we can pop on the computer and pop on the Zoom and have a good talk about wrestling.
No, absolutely. I echo all that. And I thank you. I think you're being a little modest. You're absolutely the more responsible one. And I am absolutely the one who flies by the seat of my pants. So it makes for a good yin and yang, I think, in all things. But you're right. I mean, it's been a really awesome sort of escape. I think we say that a lot, but it's been a nice escape to sort of just put the headset on. And now I know we've kind of veered off just because life is easier sometimes to do this over Zoom, but it's actually been working quite well because we've been able to Zoom in other people and all that stuff. But it was always kind of a fun thing to connect and get over there to the booth. But yeah, I think it's just the beginning, man. We're just scratching the surface, I think.
And there's always a seat available in the blanket booth. There's always an open door here.
I know.
But yeah, this is.
I'm not gonna lie. The easiness, and I've now got the itch, and I've got some more gear coming. So it's been a fun kind of me. I like to buy new gadgets. So now I get to experiment with my own sort of setup here in my desk. So that's been fun too.
I might benefit from that though, as I might be able to buy your old gadgets, which are much better than my gadgets. So there you go.
Touché.
I still have a few blankets. You might be able to create your own booth around
I
you
might
too.
Be able to. I've actually, I'm no word of lie, I've actually Googled like temporary like booths or something. I forget what I Googled, but I think there's like makeshift like little rooms you can kind of buy, but they're not cheap. So that's probably off the list for now.
No, three curtain rods and a couple of moving blankets does plenty fine.
You know what? I've also thought of just getting a bunch of moving boxes and putting them up, and I'll paint them and make them all fun.
Paint a wrestling ring and fans on them.
Yes, exactly. Oh man, no, it's been good. Thank you for more than anything else. Thanks go to you for all of the work and all the sort of behind the scenes that you do. Because I joke that I'm the fly by the seat of my pants one, because I am. But you put in countless hours and editing and God knows what else goes into it. So I do sincerely thank you for that, because it's been. I've reaped the rewards and benefits from that. So I do appreciate that.
Nah, man, it's all part of the process. Thank you. Been a good time so far, and I'm looking forward to what's to come.
And I think you guys should all be looking forward to what's more to come for 2022. We got big things. We're not gonna say what they are, but lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of exciting stuff coming up for 22.
You better believe it. All right. Well, I think we've beaten the.
You better recognize.
I think we've beaten the thank you train enough. The thank you drum. But
enough of this pansy stuff.
Let's get back to the hot take express now.
Yeah, exactly. Tomorrow we have to film some.
AEW sucks. No, just
I actually have a hot take tweet that I've refrained from sending out yet, but I might send it out. So we might have a WTF on us next episode.
Is that the picture that you showed us?
Yes, it is. I really want to send it out.
And I'm going to send it out. Possibly is true, too.
Oh, it's 100% true, I think. 100% true.
Like I say, just look at that picture of Billy Gunn that Heel Mario had up there in our exchange, and you can see why that makes sense.
Absolutely. So we'll see. We might get the heat on us. We'll be the heat seekers. I'm okay with being heat seeker.
Well, I'll say this. To all the members of the House of Hunter and to Nightmare Nation, we want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We hope that you have a safe, healthy, and fun celebration. Festive celebration.
Happy Festivus. Is it Fast Festivus?
Watch your back on those feats of strength. And just everybody enjoy the remainder of the year. Be safe, And we're looking forward to seeing y'all in 2022. And I can't wait till we can do the Truth Cruise with all of our listeners.
Oh my God, we've got that already. The blueprint's already laid out for that. we haven't made a single dime, but we're booking that cruise, man. That's happening.
I can just see Hillbilly Hale with that captain's hat on, just leading the welcoming committee. Right?
Oh God, does that mean we'd have to see Machine in a Speedo or something? I don't know.
That's a requirement.
As long as it has NWO on it, that'd be.
Would it have anything else?
No, that's true.
The Speedo and the mask.
Oh, that's quite the visual. Okay, we got to move off that.
Yeah. All right. Well, folks, thank you again for your support. And you know what? As a special Christmas present, Nightmare, I'm going to let you do the outro.
Oh, my God. This is so I can't. And on that note, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hope you've enjoyed the year of 2021 with Wrestling with the Truth podcast. There is so much more to come for 2022. And we are out of here.
Mendelbaum.
Fa-la-la-la-la.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you. Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikalikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you.